Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Folks, I am really pleased to have my next guest with me. He has been studying the Quran and the Islamic teachings for over 30 years. For the past 5-plus years, he has put out a challenge. If there is any imam, any Islamic scholar that can disprove what it is that he has to share about Islam, he is willing to pay them $1.5 million. He has had no challengers, not one. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the program my good friend Al Rasuli. You can find his writings. I am putting his writings up in my blog section, because we have got to understand some very, very serious things about the threat of Islam right here in America. Al Rasuli, welcome. It's good to have you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
I mentioned to you in this email how important it is for people to understand Islamic norms, because a lot of times we get that, when they say, well, you know, that those people over there, the ones that do this or do that, are radical Islamists. And they want us to make sure we put that term, that adjective there. But you are educating us that there is only one Islamic norm. And one of the things I didn't mention to you in our green room was, when I was talking to a rabbi friend of mine yesterday, he said, well, you know, the Quran's contradictory. So, you know, different people interpret it differently. Can you talk to me about Islamic norm?
Yes, Islamic norm is ISIS. Islamic norm is the Taliban. Why? Because the Taliban and the ISIS, when they murder people, they quote from the Quran verbatim. They quote from the Hadith verbatim to justify what they're doing. So you cannot call them radical. They're not radical, they're fundamentalists. A fundamentalist Christian believes in the fundamentals of his belief system. A Catholic who is a fundamentalist believes in literally everything that the Catholic belief system gives them. You can't see be a Catholic and accept abortion. That's a contradiction.
Right.
You can't be a Jew or a follower of Jewish faith and you break the Shabbat and eat pig. It can't be done. Well, it can be done. But then either the person is a hypocrite or is delusional. You can't break the most important items in your belief system. Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda followed the Quran word by word. ISIS and the Taliban follow the Quran letter by letter, dot by dot, and comma by comma. They are the purest Muslims. So the people who tell you they are radical or whatever the adjective they throw at them is not true. These are the fundamentalist Muslims. And when the rabbi tells you, but they're not killing us, true? It's not true. In Pakistan, they are eliminating the Christians. In Africa, by the way, in Africa, more Christians are killed on a daily basis than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
All the way in sub-Saharan Africa, they're murdering Christians.
And taking them as slaves. And taking them as slaves. And raping the young girls. And then claiming those young girls as their wives. And if they refuse, they kill them.
That's it. So, if you know it, and I know it, and it is in public, how is it conceivable that a person or a leader like the leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, he has more love for Islam than for Christianity? I'm not being anti-Catholic. I'm not attacking Catholicism. I'm saying what Pope Francis does. He wants Europe to open her borders and America to open her borders and embrace Muslims. Really? It was the Muslims who were the ones who attacked the fledgling American Republic. They pirated them. They enslaved them. Tens of, in fact, over a million Christians were enslaved by the Arabs and the Muslims in the Mediterranean.
And it was. And let me ask you this: wasn't it predominantly Muslims that enslaved Africans and then sold them to Europeans?
Not. They were entirely Muslims. First, it started as an Arab Muslim movement. Then they converted some blacks in Africa to Islam. And both sides, because they are Muslims, they enslaved Africans who were pagans. 140 million Africans were massacred or died at the hands of the Arabs and Islam, so that 14 million of them were able to survive to be sold to the Americas. By the way, only 5% of 14 million landed in what they call the United States, the 13 states. Only 5%.
That's something.
While the American white bought them, the ones who brought them out of Africa were the black Muslims and the Arab Muslims. So,
now when we talk about when we talk about the Islamic history, when Muhammad began his religion, and it was a religion begun by Muhammad, he started his own thing. When he started his religion, he had conflict with the Jews, and they basically told him to leave. And
no.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
No, I'll tell you why. The Jews of Arabia were mostly in Medina, not in Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
But there were also Christians in Arabia. These were Arabs who were converted to Christianity, not with a sword. Or Jews, or Arabs who converted to the religion of the Jews, not by the sword. They didn't tell him to leave. They told him, leave us alone. But he didn't leave them alone. He massacred the Jews, he massacred the Christians, and then exiled them. By the way, Islam is not a religion. This is so important you understand that. A religion is a belief in a God. Allah is not God. Allah is most certainly not the same as the God of the Bible. Well, since Allah is only the name of the supreme pagan god of Arabia, how could he be the same as the god of the Bible?
Okay.
The first...
Go ahead.
Sorry. The first revelation in the Quran, اقرأ بسم الله ربك الذي خلق الإنسان من علق. It means, or recite in the name of your Lord, who created man from a clot. The first verse is wrong. Man was not created from a clot, according to the Bible, from the dust of the earth. So the first verse of the Quran is completely and utterly wrong.
And what does it say? How man was created by a what?
Clot. C-L-O-T. A dead entity. Don't believe me? Read it in the Quran.
Wow.
Read it. Chapter 96, by the way. The first verse of the first chapter, they put it in chapter 96. Read it.
Okay.
It's called Al-Alaq.
And he was created, they say, by a clot, C-L-O-T, a dead thing.
From a clot, C-L-O-T. Mm-hmm. It could be a leech or a dead entity, blood. Okay?
Yeah,
how
go ahead.
Humanity, or, yeah, I mean...
Right.
I wish, like, sorry.
No, you're good. No, well, folks, and look, this is why I've asked al-Rasuli to be with us, because... he can quote you out of their writings what they actually
believe.
While
I'm talking to you, literally you can go on the computer, go to Google, 96.1 in the Quran. It's called Al-Alaq. That's it. And I recited it in Arabic and I recited it to you in English. So how could anybody accuse me of anything? I cannot be accused of anything.
Now talk to me about...
And they tell you...
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, because they tell you that, you see, the Muslims and their supporters shoot you down with two things. They call you a racist or an Islamophobe. Now, my question to those idiots who accuse me of being a racist, what race is Islam? Islam is not a race. Islam is a belief system, so how can I be a racist? Then they take you about Islamophobe. You are an Islamophobe. That means you are afraid of Islam irrationally. But that's not true. It is irrational not to be afraid of Islam. Because Islam gives you a choice. Either you follow Sharia or you are exterminated. Shouldn't I be afraid of that? Of course I should be afraid. So, Islamophobia is an oxymoron, a contradiction in terms. But nobody tells the one who is accusing them in America, hey, you're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about.
Now,
it's so simple. Pastor Young, everything about Islam is simple, absolutely, incredibly simple.
Let's talk about mosques. Let's talk about mosques. Why are mosques dangerous to a non-Islamic country? Okay,
dangerous.
Go ahead. Because why?
Simple. What do they teach you in the mosque? Not you. What do they teach the Muslims in the mosque? What do they recite in the mosque? The mosque is like a church, the Islamic church. The imam quotes every single week a chapter or a portion of the Quran. Just like the Jews do it in their synagogues and the Christians do it in their churches. He quotes from the Quran, recites them. What's he reciting? The verses that attack every single human being who's not a Muslim. So what do you expect the people listening to do?
It sounds
they are
like
Muslims.
They're being...
They are following what the imam is telling them.
Yeah, it sounds...
So
it
the
sounds
mosques like... are the ones which create hatred in America and in Europe to the very people that the Muslims live amongst.
What about the argument that, well, but there are Muslims that are living amongst us that are not going out and killing anyone. They're just working. They're you know, they're just living, what have you. When we get back, let's talk for just a moment about that thought process, that you know, there's individuals that are going to be Muslims that somehow can be good citizens. We'll talk about that coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And my special guest is IQ Arasuli. And you can find his writings, by the way. I am posting his articles in my blog section. If you go to blog, click on blog, you'll open it up, and you'll see. And one of the articles is titled, Can Any Muslim Be a Loyal Citizen? Al, as we look at that question, it speaks to the argument that I get from people that say, well, no, you don't understand, you know, my I know this Muslim person, or I'm friends with this Muslim person, and they're not anything like what you're trying to describe to me.
You know, we work together, we get along just fine. Talk to me about that for a minute.
Okay, you have a neighbor, nice Muslim. Ask him a simple question. According to Islam, what am I? It's a simple question. According to Islam, according to the Quran, according to your belief system, what am I who is not a Muslim? If he's a decent guy, he will tell you are a kafir. That means an infidel. That means a non-Muslim. Otherwise, he will lie to you. But either way, you will find out the truth. It's that simple. So when somebody tells me, oh, you are moderate Muslim. Yes, they are moderate when they are a minority. Look at what's happening in Europe. They are becoming 10-12% of the population. They're murdering Europeans literally on a daily basis. Literally. Okay? So don't tell me my neighbor is nice. Okay, he's nice. I agree with you. He's lovely. But also something else goes with Islam. It's called taqiyya. Taqiyya is Allah sanctified deception. That a Muslim who is in a minority can lie about his belief system, can eat pig if it helps him survive in an environment in Christian background or a Buddhist background, you know, dominated. But he can lie to you for as long as in his mind, in his heart, that he is progressing Sharia. It's so important people understand that. It's called taqiyya. Again, Google it. Everything I tell you, you can Google in microseconds. And you'll find it. It is religiously sanctified deception by Muslims against non-Muslims. But the simplest one is what I said. Ask him, you as a Muslim, what do you look at me? I mean, who am I? What am I supposed to be called in your belief system? He has to tell you kafir, if he's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he would beat around the bush because he's a liar. Either way, you will know the truth. So, if you are a kafir, the minute you are a kafir, that means you are subhuman. According to Islam, kuffar are subhuman. Read it. It's in the Quran also.
Mm-hmm. I would encourage people also, there's a movie with Jim Cavazio called Infidel. And it really reveals some significant truths about Islam. Because the storyline is about Jim Cavazio playing a character who is good friends with a Muslim. They work together. They're very good friends. The Muslim kills his daughter, an honor killing. And Jim Cavazio ends up becoming a prisoner. You got to watch this film because it speaks to exactly what you're talking about in a movie form that is so absolutely dead on, I believe, to exactly what you're saying. And it backs up all that you're talking about as well in a movie form, folks. If you want to understand this, get the movie, watch the movie, Infidel, but with Jim Cavazio. And it will help you to understand this threat that we're facing in our nation today called Islam. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.